Birdsong, Sebastian Faulks. They tracked out towards a hellhole, the sun bright, a lark above them, blue sky unseen by eyes trained on turn mud. They moved low towards a mine crater where bodies had lain for weeks uncollected. Try to lift him. No sound of machine guns or snipers, though their ears were braced for noise. Take his arms. The incomprehensible order through the gas mouthpiece. The arms came away softly. Not like that, not take his arms away. On Weir's collar, a large rat trailing something red down his back. A crow, disturbed, lifting its black body up suddenly, battering the air with its big wings. Coker, Barlow shaking their heads under the assault of risen flies coming up, transforming black skin of corpses into green by their absence. The roaring of Goddard's vomit made them laugh, snorting private mirth inside their masks. Goddard, releasing his mask, breathed in worse than he expelled. Weir's hands in double sandbags stretched out tentatively to a sapper's uniform, undressing the chest in search of a disc which he removed, bringing skin with it into his tunic pocket. Jack's recoil, even through coarse material to the sponge of flesh. Bright and sleek on liver, a rat emerged from the abdomen. It levered and flopped flatly over the ribs, glutted with pleasure. Bit by bit, onto stretchers, what flesh fell and left in the mud. Not men, but flies and flesh, thought Stephen.